The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Being here. So welcome, really warm welcome, everybody. It's really nice to see you all. And Neil just put in the chat box that if you like, we have a Google group, a forum, where sometimes people post things. And I saw that sometimes, I don't check it every day, but I saw that on occasion, like somebody has put in a link that maybe Nikki or I have referred to in our talk. So sometimes that's nice to, here's the link to that poem, here's the link to this article or something. So it can be a way to stay connected and point to some resources. So as many of you know, Nikki and I are kind of like going through the Brahma-Viharas, the categories. And we started with loving kindness. We're still on loving kindness. And now we're doing with a difficult person. And I'd like to linger here for a little bit with a difficult person. One thing that I appreciate is that, you know, Nikki and I, we don't have the exact same styles of teaching or practicing. So we get to see kind of a range. And also, hopefully there's an encouragement for all of us to find our own way. We don't have to have this idea that it has to look exactly one particular way or done one particular pace, but instead to recognize that we, all of us, have our own practice and that there's a way in which Nikki and I teach, and both of us have found our own way. I don't know how to say this, but maybe you all have this experience. You know that different teachers have different styles. But sometimes I have students who ask me, well, should I do it this way or should I do it that way? And I always like to respond, well, experiment. You know, stretch yourself, try something, and not just follow our preferences. Of course, we want to follow our preferences, and there will be some of that that happens. But can we instead maybe use as a perspective, does this feel like it's A, onward leading? Does it feel like there's some potential here? Potential for what? The potential to have less suffering. And the really big picture, less suffering. So maybe use that as a guide, as opposed to what's the easiest or what is my habit. So I just offer that. And then to say a little bit more about doing loving kindness with a difficult person, I'm often saying we start where it's easy, we start where it's easy. With this recognition that, you know, maybe kind of like strength training, right? We start with the smaller dumbbells and then work up to the larger ones. But maybe something that I haven't said is that it's not wrong if you want to start with the most difficult person, the person who has maybe hurt you, harmed you terribly. It's just that it's exhausting. It's difficult. We can lose our balance. We can get overwhelmed. We can become discouraged. Maybe in the same way as if you go to the weight room and you start moving the heaviest things, maybe you can do it a few times, but then you're sore and you don't want to go back to the gym. That kind of thing. So this general principle of starting where it's easy, and then it starts to just leak out of us. It starts to grow. It starts to, maybe I'll say our capacity, just starts to increase more and more, and that what seemed really difficult turns out not to be as difficult. And then maybe something else that I'll say about working with a difficult person is that if we're sending loving kindness to somebody who is difficult, I'm using this word difficult as a generic word. It doesn't require any particular action from us as a consequence of our doing loving kindness. That is, it doesn't mean that you're going to call them up and have tea with them. It doesn't mean that you ever have to see them again. It doesn't mean you ever have to speak to them again. It doesn't mean you're going to start saying yes the next time they don't respect the boundaries or something like that. So it's important for us to realize that this is our own private way that we are working with it. We don't have to do anything because of it. We're not required to all of a sudden become best friends. You know, it's a little bit of an exaggeration. We're not required to do anything in particular. This is more about a movement of the heart, maybe an opening and softening, as well as maybe an opening and softening of the mind. And so when we do loving kindness practice for a difficult person, in some ways we might wish that they could see more clearly, so that they might understand some of their own unhappiness, or may they be free of ill will or hatred, how that feels for them. But the idea of, we don't want the difficult person, right, to be experiencing terrible, awful things, because that certainly doesn't bring out the best in anybody. Just think how different it would be if the difficult people really could tap into sources of wholesome well-being and nourishment or something like this. Of course, that would affect their behavior. So when we do this practice, we're not trying to force any special feeling. We don't have to fabricate anything. And maybe it's more just a switch or a shift in our thinking. Maybe a shift from thinking how terrible they are and maybe how hurt we have been. Maybe we just wish for them to come out of their own suffering. And maybe that's the shift. Just for them to see, to have the more happiness and to see things more clearly, or maybe to experience more wholeness. Here's the last thing that I'll say, is that you might find with a difficult person, to change the phrases. Maybe, experiment. Maybe there's some phrases that you can start with that feel more accessible right now. And then I'll offer something. If you find that you're yourself feeling uneasy and feeling a little bit like you're abandoning yourself in some kind of way because you're wishing loving kindness for somebody who's perhaps harmed you or is difficult for you, then you can maybe offer loving kindness to yourself. That's one way. Maybe try doing loving kindness together with the difficult person, a little bit creative. May we be safe. May we be happy. Or maybe just go back to a lovable being, somebody to whom it's easy to feel loving kindness. I have a lot more that I could say about working with the difficult person, but we'll just start with that. And it's a process. Of course, this is a process. How could it not be? Right? If there were some really fast, easy way, then there wouldn't be any difficult people. So, with that as an introduction, let's take an alert, upright posture. a posture that expresses our intention to be here this moment. Our intention to practice. And just feeling into the body. In some ways, arriving. Arriving to this moment, to this experience. Inhabiting the body. Bringing some aliveness, if you will, to the body. Resting the attention on the sensations of breathing. Just letting the rhythm of the breath be a certain type of, maybe a soothing massage in some kind of way. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, we'll start where it's easy, with a lovable being. Someone with whom we have an uncomplicated relationship. And it's easy for us to feel goodwill and warm-heartedness. Bringing this lovable being to mind. Feeling connected to them. This might be by having an image, or maybe some other way in which you feel connected. And then to support our intention of cultivating loving kindness, we can repeat these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Allowing yourself to feel into your intention for cultivating goodwill with this person, cultivating care, kindness, respect, love. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Maybe in the same way that the breath has a rhythm and can be soothing and supportive, the phrases can have a rhythm and be soothing and supportive. Really allowing yourself to connect with your wish for this lovable being, someone for whom it's easy to love and care about. You wish for them to be happy. And then to expand that loving kindness to include ourselves. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Extending goodwill towards ourselves, just like we do with a lovable being. Maybe using an image of ourselves. Perhaps a younger version of ourselves, or maybe how you are today, whichever feels the most accessible, the most supportive. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And then to expand our loving kindness even further. And to include a mildly difficult person, I would say. Someone for whom you find irritating or sometimes troublesome. And as I said at the beginning, it's usually best not to start with the most difficult person, not the person that has harmed us and really hurt us. And can we bring this person to mind? And with this recognition, that all of us show up with the best version of ourselves if we have a certain amount of well-being or some wholeness maybe or some ease. Can we wish this difficult person? Just like us, they wish to be happy. I'll use the traditional classical phrases. Maybe you'll find some for you that feel more accessible, more appropriate. So bring into mind the not the most difficult person. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Maybe there's only one of those phrases, two of those phrases, maybe only three that feel accessible. It's perfectly fine, perfectly fine. Maybe you only use one. There's no timetable. when we will start to have a shift in our relationship, the way we consider this person. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Rather than rehearsing or going over again and again, some of the difficult things about this person, can we wish them well? Of course, if you find yourself slipping into an uncomfortable, uneasy feeling, overwhelm, or whatever it might be, a number of different choices. Maybe you could have loving kindness for yourself. Loving kindness for yourself and the difficult person. May we be safe. Have loving kindness for the lovable being. Reconnect where it's easy. Allowing yourself to get fueled up, so to speak. Another choice is just do mindfulness of the body. Maybe even opening your eyes and feeling connected to this moment. You're here. may you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against the body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. Yes, so working with a difficult person, it might be that sometimes we have the idea like, okay, I did that guided meditation, now I should be able to meet them and everything will be different. Wouldn't that be great? But of course, these things take time. It takes time for us to not have our kind of our usual reactions to things that are trying, a little bit troubling. But this is how, this is exactly how we do, how we make so we can have different relationship with things, with people. One step at a time, one step at a time. So now I'd like to put you into breakout room. And so you can have some opportunities to talk about this and explore. And what have you learned about when you do loving kindness for a difficult person? Does it, do you find sometimes you slip into overwhelm or sometimes it's, you know, it's no problem at all? Or maybe this is new for you and you don't have experience, or maybe you've been working with a difficult person for a long time and you're just seeing a small amount of difference, or whatever it might be. Whatever it might be. So just putting the final here. So let's see. So there's two or three people in a room, and you have just a few minutes to talk about these things. Here we go. Okay. And I'll have just about 10 minutes and talk about this idea of what is your experience of doing loving kindness, working with a difficult person? And let's do it by the first digit of the street number of your house. So if you live on 100 Main Street, you'll go first. If you live on 999 Elm Street, you would go last. So the first digit of the first number of your where you live. Okay, have fun. So welcome back, welcome back. We have a few minutes here if somebody would like to make a comment or maybe there's Marie Christine.
Hello. Something very interesting came up during the meditation. I think I've mentioned before that a couple of weeks ago, I found out that someone I hadn't spoken to for about 20 years, who had been a difficult person, I found out that he is dying. And so when I was doing the meditation today, he's no longer a difficult person because I feel so much compassion for him that he's dying. And then it struck me, if I imagined that the difficult people in my life were dying, would I be able to be more compassionate?
And did you play around with that experiment? Or
I didn't play around with it. I stayed with him because he's dying. I really want to send as much compassion as possible towards him. And so I didn't, but it's said something, it's brought up something that's very interesting about how to approach perhaps someone who I might consider difficult.
Yeah.
When they become frail, I become more compassionate.
Yeah. Thank you, Marie Christine. And maybe, you know, we have the saying, may you be healthy. So maybe that's a way in which we might be able to work with that. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, well, here we are at the top of the hour. So just wanted to say thank you to you all. It's wonderful to practice together and do such a beautiful thing, right? To be stretching, expanding, exploring our hearts and our minds. It's a beautiful thing. So thank you very much. And if you'd like to unmute yourself, Jamie put a little heart. Thank you. That's very sweet. It's a nice way to end the evening. Maybe we can put little hearts here. I should be doing that, right?
So, bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
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 Thank you so much, Diana.
Thank you.
So much, Diana.
Great to see you.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Diana.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.